Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all of y'all out there that are football fans. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who is always tenacious and audacious in this Central Texas area football recruiting game with a legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. The man on a mission with no permission when it comes to talking about high school football in the Central Texas area. Yes, it is lovely on this blessed evening of November 1st, 2015. Hopefully all of you all have set your clocks back just so we can always stay early to, in order to be on time with whatever we're doing in life. First off, on a more serious note, I want to encourage all of you all out there to be safe. Please be safe out there. I mean, we've been getting some pretty tough storms throughout the Central Texas region, actually throughout the state of Texas, and we're actually predicted to get some more rain this week in various parts of this central region of the place we call the Lone Star State. So again, take your time wherever you got to drive. I mean, believe me, it's not that serious to be trying to fly on wet surfaces when you're just trying to get from point A to point B. All right, we want you out there to be healthy, to be able to see your smiles out there, and to be able to give your positive energy in all forms of life just so we can continue to enjoy each other's presence and not suffer anything because of reckless driving in these wet surfaces, all on these wet surfaces. So please be careful out there as you're driving. And let's continue to support these student-athletes underneath those lights that we call Friday nights football here in the Central Texas area. All right, folks, speaking of football, we are in week 10. We are in week 10 in high school football already. Time flies. Time definitely flies and does not stop for no man or woman. So, man, wow, I just remember giving tips to the seniors right before the season started, and now we are getting ready to conclude. Some teams have already finished their season who chose to have their bye week in this week 10 that's coming up here. But again, we have other teams that are fighting for playoff spots. We have other teams that have secure playoff spots, and we have some teams that unfortunately will be finishing their season and some that will be finishing their high school careers this Friday in week 10 in Texas high school football. Well, just speaking of some of the exciting games that we have coming up, just so you all would know, we have Abilene Wiley at Stephenville. Stephenville still fighting for a playoff spot. You have guys like Josh Nowell that are definitely going to be trying to do all they can to get in the postseason. We have the Austin Texas School for the Deaf, where we're playing at Temple CTCS, the place where we have our football combine. So Central Texas Christian is having a good season this year. Both teams come in with equal records in their district, and that should definitely be a game to watch. Caldwell and Giddings, whoo, both teams are undefeated in district. Man, you're going to see guys like Devin Morris. You're going to see guys like Joseph Krinkovic. And Giddings definitely has guys like Kyle Jones and Zach Albers that are going to be definitely fighting for their district championship. And Giddings, of course, is going to be fighting to stay undefeated, while Caldwell is definitely going to the playoffs as a district champion. You have Cedar Park, the state's number one team in Class 5A, will be playing their crosstown rival of Vista Ridge. Oh, folks, please go out to see that one if you are in that Williamson County area and close enough to go see that game. Or if you don't want to go to that game, you can go a few miles down the road and you can watch Georgetown and Austin Vandegrift. That should be a pretty good game as well. You have China Spring at Gatesville for my country boys that like to play ball in those areas where people hardly ever recognize. But, hey, I'm always on the mission to promote these gentlemen from these small towns. You have Converse Justin playing in Smithson Valley. For those of you that are in the San Antonio area, we have Ellison playing Waco Midway. We have Kirby Otavi playing Alamo Heights. That should be a good game, and also for the district title. You have Lockhart playing San Marcos. Hopefully both of those teams, regardless of who wins or loses, I think will still actually get in the playoffs. You have New Braunfels at Schertz Clemens. And those two teams, I think, are battling for that final playoff spot. Normandy at Iola. Those two teams are battling for the district title. Like I said, and I love watching my country boys play football, and I love reporting on them because, again, I know a lot of people ignore them. So check them out if you're in the Brazos Valley area, Normandy at Iola. You have Round Rock McNeil at Round Rock, a little crosstown rivalry, but that should definitely be a good game. And you have Somerset playing district rival Eagle Pass Wind. Eagle Pass is outside of since we'll be visiting those guys, and hopefully that will definitely be a great game to watch as well, at least it is on paper. So I encourage all of you all out there to continue to support these young men that are giving their all in the classroom and on the field just so we can continue to help keep these guys uplifted and doing what they do best. Well, tonight we have a special guest on our show, an entrepreneur here in the Central Texas area. Like I've been saying the past few shows, we are on a mission to interview various business owners throughout the Central Texas area to further help promote their brand because they are doing some wonderful things on the commerce front and that our listeners can learn some things from, especially our young people who are getting ready to go off to college here in the next year or two and can get some ideas on what things they want to major in or study or do once their football days are over in their everyday life. As always, this is going to be a great conversation, so make sure that you are all ears. Immediately after this broadcast, I invite you guys to always make sure that you stay updated on our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, just to see what these young people are doing, to see what are some of the intriguing games to watch, and just always to just continue to show your support to the Central Texas area as it relates to football. Follow us on Twitter, if you have not done so already, at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop, with popular hashtags of football recruiting and Syntex football. You can follow us on Instagram as well, TA Scouting Scoop, TA Scouting Scoop on Instagram. Or if you're on Facebook, which most of us adults are grown, full-grown adults as it relates to using social media, look us up at Tony Austin's Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words. Tony Austin's last word is Syntex Football Prospects. Also, for you prospects out there, especially you seniors that have not had any type of recruiting attention yet, if you want to get listed in our scouting report, make sure that you go to our webpage, tascoutingscoop.com, tascoutingscoop.com, or any of you underclassmen that wants to start getting your names out there early, go to our webpage, tascoutingscoop.com, fill out the high school prospects info sheet, and we'll make sure that we get you evaluated properly and listed in our scouting reports. Also, we're in the last leg of our Summer One Recruiting Magazine, our Summer One Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine, so make sure you go to the subscribe now button on our website, tascoutingscoop.com, and order your copy. We have graduated to the digital level, much thanks to Mr. Ira Cunningham, another former Central Texas prodigy, that we have been able to go digital now just to make it even easier for you all to be able to order these fascinating copies of the Central Texas Football Recruiter magazine. Now, lastly, before we go to a commercial break, for all of you businesses out there, especially in Central Texas, we invite you to advertise either on our radio show, our blog page, or our magazine. Just feel free to reach out to us at either our website, tascoutingscoop.com, and just click on the info sheet page as far as inboxing us, or email us at tascoutingscoop@gmail.com, tascoutingscoop@gmail.com, so that we can render you the advertising packages that we have to offer. Basically, folks, in so many words, aside from us helping you to further build on your brand, you are basically indirectly assisting many, many high school football student athletes to be able to attend college. So that's basically what it is in a nutshell. We're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to come back with our guest of the day, our guest of the evening, our guest of the hour, and we'll be right back.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right. That's Big T Toastmasters, located in Temple, Texas. But Toastmasters is an international organization. So if you want to improve on your public speaking skills or on your presentation skills, feel free to check out a Toastmasters club in a city near you. Believe me, Toastmasters can help work wonders, because I would not be able to give motivational speeches nor to be able to broadcast live on the radio show had it not been for me joining Toastmasters some time back. So again, if you'd like to improve on your public speaking skills or your presentation skills, Toastmasters can indeed help out. Well, without further ado, I'd like to welcome our guest of the day, our guest of the evening, our guest of the hour, a gentleman that has definitely been helpful to a lot of these student-athletes here, but a guy who's also a big-time businessman, Mr. Sam Shuler. How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing wonderful. How y'all doing today?
Hey, man, I'm great. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight. Unfortunately, we're at the end of the regular season, so that means that there's only so little time left where I can actually go out on Friday night to actually scout these prospects. So, of course, that's always a sad thing for me. But nonetheless, hey, I still get to talk about the high school student-athletes here throughout the Central Texas area and appreciate people like yourself that are always supportive of our young student-athletes.
Well, appreciate you also.
Yeah. Now, Sam, of course, like I said, we've been interviewing business people lately, and just so people can get an idea on what it is that you do from a business perspective, what is the name of your business, and what does your business consist of?
Well, I am the proprietor of Shuler & Shuler Hog Farms, and so my business basically consists of livestock production, mainly in the show ring aspect or the show ring area. So young student athletes or young people buy livestock animals from me to show at the various major stock shows or even county and local stock shows. And, you know, a lot of people don't think of that as a business, but it is a business. I mean, livestock production is where we get our food, meat, and other necessities for day-to-day living. So, that's kind of my area.
Right. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And Sam, one thing I want to piggyback on, and for our listeners out there, you know, it's funny that you say that, because, as you know, I attended Prairie View A&M University, and my freshman year, I was blessed to have some roommates that were upperclassmen that, you know, I kind of learned some things from as far as how to be a student. But both of these guys, they were agriculture majors. And I'm thinking to myself, man, like, you know, what do you guys, you know, black guys, of course, what are you doing majoring in agriculture? I mean, what can you get? But it's funny, because before I graduated from college, I did an internship in 4-H, you know, and I was able to gain all sorts of information, thinking like, man, okay, so that's what agriculture is all about. I didn't know that, you know, the clothes that we wear, all of that, you know, the food that we eat, of course, I wasn't cognizant at the time that all of that derives from agriculture, you know, as well as other events. But we're going to talk about that more and more. I'm not going to get too excited so early in the show. So I'm going to give you time to expound on more of that. Now,
yes, sir.
You basically talked about what it is you do. Now, how did you get involved in such a business, and how long have you been in that business? I mean, how long have you been in such a field?
Well, it family business or family enterprise is just kind of something that my dad always raised hogs, and we always had hogs. We always had pork, and you know, came in handy during Christmas time. You know, because that's usually when we took the hogs to the market, and it's just kind of a family thing. We always enjoyed working together as a family, and just the general bonding associated with it. I mean, you know, just the day-to-day activities of going to the feed store or, you know, taking them to the sale barn and just learning. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you can learn just through the experiences about, you know, a lot of people think, well, in agriculture, you don't have to do math, but you really have to be cognizant of the fact of, hey, you know, if I'm producing a product, am I making a profit at the end of the day? I mean, you can't just continue to invest and not reap a return, and you have to be aware of the trends as far as when are the peak times to be selling. So, like, for example, myself, you know, I have a nephew, he's 8 years old, and so he's kind of getting an age where he's going to be of age to showing. But what we do, because he stays in the city, is we do a lot of feeder pigs. And so we feed feeder pigs from now until right around December, the first part of January, because November is Thanksgiving time. A lot of people are looking for pigs to purchase during deer season to kind of mix in with their deer meat to make their venison. And then, like I said, you also take them to the market during Christmas time. There are people, the market is high then, you know, and so that's kind of the market we try to hit. And then in addition to the fall time being the peak time to purchase livestock animals for, like I said, your various major stock show and your county shows. So, like I said, it's just a family thing, you know, that just kind of transcended from one generation to another. And that's something we just, you know, just is a part of us.
Okay, now where actually is your place of business, or where you take care of your business? Where is that located, just so our listeners will know?
In Luling, Texas. Yes, sir.
Luling, Texas.
Home of the City Market Softener. Yes, sir. Caldwell County, home of the Luling Eagles and the City Market Softener. So we're located off of 2984 Route 2, Box 2. So,
all right,
like
folks.
Say, just,
yes, Luling, Texas. Yes, sir. We're definitely proud of what you guys are doing down there in Luling, because, hey, like I said, I always love my small towns, especially throughout the Central Texas area, but the state of Texas. I mean, you know, you just get so much more hospitality compared to, you know, the bigger cities. So I definitely
like to
always visit those smaller towns. Now, before we go to a commercial break, where did you receive your education?
I went to Texas A&M University, Kingsville, home of the Havilenas, the Hoggies. Go Hoggies.
All right. All right, formerly known as Texas A&I.
Yes, sir.
All right. But we're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to come back and talk more with Sam Shuler about the agriculture field and what he's doing with the animals out there, just so you all can stay informed. So stay tuned.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
That's the Robertson Law Firm located in Houston, Texas. But as you heard on the commercial, they do business statewide as well. So always, again, make sure that you always have your good lawyer on your team, because you don't ever want to face the legal system alone. All right, we're back. Mr. Sam Shuler, located in Luling, Texas, with the business, with the hogs and the animals. Now, Sam, let me ask you this question. We're talking about the agriculture field, animal science, et cetera. And I like how you talked about how mathematics is important, not to get all biblical, but one of my favorite verses in the book of Proverbs is always knowing the condition of your flocks, you know,
right,
staying on top of it. And a lot of these young people, if anything, you need to know how to count money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you don't know how to count money, you're going to be in trouble. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be in even more trouble than what you already were. But what do you say to any of these student-athletes or young people in general that are still trying to find out what they want to do in life, about the benefits on being a part of such a field as the field that you're in?
Well, I would say to them that I think they definitely need to try it out. I mean, with the current trends in agriculture themselves, there's over 350,000 careers in the field of agriculture. So I would say, in my opinion, that would probably be a good field to explore. In addition to that, they have other types of clubs and associations that the kids can be members of, like 4-H or FFA, where they can kind of get a feel for it. They have the introductory classes in FFA if they're in high school, and if they're not in high school currently and they're in elementary school or junior high school, they have 4-H. But these associations kind of help develop the kids for the real world. They have a lot of contests, public speaking, skill demonstration, radio broadcast, radio broadcast just like you're doing right now, where they have a topic and they have to research a topic and relate it to the locality of their city, and it just a lot of skill building things that they really need to be successful in the real world. I think that agriculture is something that's always going to be here. People are always going to need to eat. You know, you're not going to always be able to go to McDonald's or Whataburger or Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, if you just think about it, if you took a 5-gallon bucket and planted one tomato, you would have more tomatoes than you'd be able to eat in 1 year. And, you know, we have, you know, land, you know, in our little houses and stuff like that. And we just need to be aware of, you know, there are things that we can do to help achieve our goals, as far as, you know, if we want to be a student athlete, hey, that's fine, that's great, but, you know, at the end of the day, we still have to eat, and we still have to know how to do that at a cheap, economical, feasible rate, you know, to be able to be successful. So, like I said, agriculture is a booming field. They have jobs that they haven't even created yet, but they're out there, you know, and it's a steady field. It's always going to be there. And that is dependable, yeah. So, I just give it a try. I personally like animals, but, you know, there are other kids or other student athletes that have other gifts, like in fixing things. You know, right now, 15, 16, 17 years of age, they can already start, like, apprenticeships with carpentry and also plumbing, to where they can actually go do hands-on stuff. Not everybody is, you know, a sit-and-get type of person. I mean, some people like to learn hands-on, and those are apprentice-type programs that they can already, you know, be working to obtain a certificate and a certification in, to where when they get, you know, graduate and they need a summer job while, you know, they're waiting for football season, they can, you know, still be earning money. And, right. You know, I don't know if you've had to call a plumber lately, but, you know, they probably get a little bit better than $125 an hour. So that's a pretty good rate. That's better than I get, you know, currently as a school teacher. So,
to further expound on what you're talking about, like I tell youngsters, you know, of course, everyone is not going to go to college, but you still got to work. Like you said, when it's all said and done, you still got to work to earn a living. And have these trade schools, like you said, apprenticeship schools that are out there these, you know, young people can go out there and get your certification or whatever the title may be of what it is that you're being educated on. And a lot of times, or more so nowadays, a lot of these trades and apprenticeships or making more money than some of the jobs that require college degrees. So
I agree with you 100%. Yeah, yes,
So again, there are always ways out there to be successful financially at what you love doing. Now, I always tell them, don't get in it for the money, but find what you love doing it and learn how to make money doing so.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yes, sir. I agree, I definitely appreciate you expounding on that. Now, before we go to another commercial break, do you work with clientele just locally or statewide?
Currently, I'm locally. Now, with the field of agriculture and livestock production, we are going more global as far as just selling over the internet, so that they have online sales now, to where, you know, you don't have to. I can purchase livestock in another state, you know, and all I have to do is, you know, put in the bidding number, and, you know, they have a certain time period in which to make the bids, and the only thing they see is the bid numbers. So we're progressing as far as just being able to move livestock from one state to another. And so, it's technologically advanced now, because before you used to have to travel to whatever state you wanted to go to, and now a lot of that you can do online. You know, cattle buyers now are just, you know, they're not even, you know, going to the setup barn. They're just going online and purchasing animals and stuff like that. So currently I'm locally, but I am working on a more state, you know, expounding statewide and also, you know, within the United States. So like I said, it's a process.
All right. That's great to know, folks. So make sure you look up Sam Schuler and what he's dealing with these hogs if you want to definitely do some business with this gentleman. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and wrap it up with Sam Schuler. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stansley, the Loop. Call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, that's Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. Remember, again, for all of you Central Texas area businesses or businesses throughout the state of Texas that would like to advertise, feel free to reach out to us via social media or send us an email, thskylandscoop@gmail.com, and we'll render you the information that you need as far as knowing about our various advertising packages. Well, we're back. Mr. Sam Schuler. Sam, I want to ask you this one last question. Is there like a website, a contact info, just in case any others out there may want to do business with you, or any young people may want to learn more about the business just so they could possibly get into it one day?
Yes, sir. You can contact me at 830-491-0041 or at sschuler, S-S-H-U-L-E-R, at Luling, Luling, .txed.net.
All right, folks. Make sure you hit the gentleman up. He knows what he's doing when it comes to these hogs and in that field of agriculture. Folks, there's a lot of opportunities out there for your young people. There's a lot of money that can be made in this business. But again, like I said, don't get into the business simply for money. Find what you love doing and then learn how to make money doing what you love doing. All right, Sam, do you have any lasting comments to say about your business or service for our listeners out there just before we wrap up the show?
Yes, sir. I'd just like to tell them that the field of agriculture is a promising field and is a great opportunity for family bonding and for the local associations like 4-H and SFA has wonderful skill-building contests that can be transferred to any facet of the life.
All right. Sam, sir, I definitely appreciate you taking time away from your busy schedule with the hogs and whatever else you may have going on just to come on the show with us and further knowledge us about what it is, what you do, and how other people, especially young people, can get involved in such a career field. Thank you very much, sir, and definitely look forward to having you on a show at a future date.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
All right, folks. That's Sam Schuler out there filling with the hogs out there in Luling, Texas, and further encouraging you all that may have an appetite for getting in the agriculture field to do so without hesitation. Stay on top of those books. Make sure, again, you student-athletes, get those SATs taken care of. As a matter of fact, all 2017 kids, class of 2017, are current high school juniors. Get registered for your SATs to take them in the spring. You can do that now. You can get registered now to take them in the spring. So get that taken care of just so you can beat, you can basically beat the pavement in order to stay well ahead of the game. So deep into your senior year, you won't have to hopefully be worried about still trying to get your test scores up. For myself, for Sam Shuler, you all out there, be safe. And always remember who gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. God bless you.